don't say that too much anymore.
No.
We were talking about it.
No, they don't do it anymore. Yes, no, and that just sounds so abrupt to me. I can't get used to it, and they were used to that. And I meet older people than I am. I always say yes, ma'am, to them. Even at my age, I just can't be abrupt to them. I just feel like that's abrupt. Because I was just raised different.
Say if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much.
I sure appreciate it. And sure do thank you.
All right, much.
Much obliged.
Say if you had to go downtown to get some things,
mm-hmm.
you'd say that you had to go downtown to do some.
Do a little shopping.
Did you usually go to Carrollton to do your shopping?
Grenada.
You went to Grenada?
Uh-huh. I always went to Grenada.
Yeah, I spent the night there last night.
In Grenada?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a nice town.
Sure is.
I just love it. I never think of going to Carrollton. Carrollton was a place to shop.
It's a little small.
It's too small, and they ain't got no bargains, and you got nothing up there. Or if I'm down there and need a dime to work, I'll get it. But I ain't going to go down there shopping. Now, I had a furniture store there that I bought from all the time, and I'm supposed to call down there this morning about a refrigerator. I always bought anything I wanted from one man down there.
Yes, ma'am.
And he told me yesterday where to call to this morning down there, but he's out of business with it. I think the store still belongs to him. He's just letting another man run it. He's unable to run it. And he told me to call him there this morning, but I hadn't called him about the refrigerator.
Yes.
And now I do that kind of shopping down there. But now, other than that, that's the only thing I do in the capital.
Say if you bought something in a store, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper to, you say he took a piece of paper and...
Wrapped it.
And when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it.
Say if a man is, if a store is selling things for less than what they paid for them, you say they're selling...
A discount. On the
would that
less than cost.
Right. Would you think they would be selling at a loss?
Well, really would if they sold it for less, be a discount.
So you would call that selling at a loss?
Well, lost.
Okay. Say if you sue something that you like, but it's just way too expensive.
Uh-huh, I generally let it alone.
Yeah. You might say, well, I would like to get that, but it's just...
It's too high.
It's too much.
Just too much, I can't do it.
It
costs too much. I have often find it, too.
Especially nowadays.
Oh, Lord, so...
What about if, around the first of the month, you say that's...
I must pay up all my bills.
Right, you say that's when the bill is...
All due.
Right.
That's what I'm do every first of the month. That's the rate to go around with.
I hate to see the first
month.
Or if a person's in a club every now and then, he has to pay
his dues.
Did you ever... was there ever... a water hole around here when you were young?
A water hole.
That y'all would go to?
Oh, yeah. Had ponds. One here and there.
Did you ever do much?
No, I never swam.
Did any of your...
Lots of people swam. But I never did. But my gals and all of them take inner tubes and go up there and get in.
Right.
With inner tubes. They had a good swimmer with them, you know.
Did you ever see anybody go off the end of a board like this?
Yeah, many times.
You'd say he's going to?
Dive.
If he did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday he...
Dive.
You never tried that?
Uh-uh. I could swim. Well, I tried.
Did you ever see anybody dive in and land flat, make a popping noise? Mm-hmm. You said he did a
good land. Most times he made a good dive.
You ever heard people call that, well, if he did make a good dive, he just landed flat?
Yeah, he just landed flat.
You heard that called a belly?
Belly.
Belly buster.